The Holy Spirit is in our lives, and I hear in the voices of everyone the wonderful sound. You might not know who I am, and it would be terrible for you to get to heaven and not have remembered who I was. I just thought I'd say that. I'm Herman Pope. I'm a minister, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I have a message for you this morning from the Word of God. It involves something so very, very important to us. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 8, in the context of that parable of the sower, when Jesus had finished the parable of the sower, He cried with a loud voice, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now, have you imagined, can you imagine what Jesus sounded like? I remember a few years ago saying, I sure wish I had a recording of the voice of Jesus. I think that Jesus' voice was so perfect because He had a task to do. People listened to Him. And when the parable of the sower that we are looking at was taught, Jesus spoke to many people, and He didn't have a microphone. Most of the time, some of you know that, I need to keep reminding myself that I've been trying to preach the gospel of Christ for more than 67 years. And most of that time, I did not have a microphone. But I had something that God gave me. And I am fully aware that it is God's gift. I realize this morning that we would all like for this building to be completely full. But word keeps getting out that an old guy is going to preach. And I'm not disappointed. I love you and I appreciate you, and I know that you listen. I want to share some things with you about this business of hearing. And I'd like for you to know that there's a big stack of notes in my office. And I'm sure if I try to go get them that somebody will stop me. And I'll just use what we have here. This sermon is almost half a century old. And I pray that it will help you to understand more fully what the Lord's talking about when He tells us to listen. Now, I digress for a moment by going back to the board. I didn't tell Julie I was going to do this. I didn't know I was going to do it. But we talk about Jesus saying, "Follow me." And we have emphasized, the elders when we have opportunity, those who speak to us when they have opportunity, we have emphasized that is our goal. As one, the eldership says, let's follow Jesus. And Jesus says, follow me, at least 20 times in the New Testament. Some of you may know, and you really wouldn't have a whole reason to know, I guess, but some of you might know that I have a field of study that has to do with the ears. I was in Pocatello, Idaho, running an office, operating an office hearing aid center. I had a sound chamber and instruments so I could test and fit people, including little bitty babies with hearing. Actually, with the babies, I made plugs for their ears so they could swim. And so if they had a problem with water getting in their ears, that it would prevent it. But I'm sitting there in my office. I had a smock. And so there were people who thought I was a doctor. This guy came in and he said, "Doc, I want a hearing aid. But I want a hearing aid that when I go into the bar, the only person I can hear is the bartender." And I said, "Great, you find one of those and I'll buy a bunch of them." Because there is no way that noise can be completely eliminated. We are wonderfully made. The word ear is used 37 times in the New Testament. There are four other words that relate to our ability to hear. But if we don't hear, we can be in trouble. Our whole head is a resonator. If you don't know what a resonator is, look it up when you get home. But we have our ears, our nose, and our throat. It's called otolaryngology. And that's why it's called ENT by most people. But it's all connected. Our ears, our nose, our throat, and if one of them's not working, then we have a problem. It's so important to understand that. Like I said, our whole head is a resonator. The mastoid bone, which goes over the auricle, you thought that was an ear, but it's an auricle. The mastoid bone picks up most of the sound that we get, transfers it into the cochlear nerve in our head, and we hear sounds. Now, if we lose part of that sound, then we have a problem. There's the problem of discrimination. The last time that I had this lesson, sitting there where Peter is, Alan and Rosemary Olis were sitting there. And I said, many people only hear four out of seven words that are spoken. They figure the rest of it out. And I saw Rosemary whisper something to Alan. And I wanted to know what it was later. And he told me. He said, she said, "You don't hear even four words out of seven." She said it lovingly. And she was sitting right by him. But you may have said something to someone and what they received was not what you said. It's important for us to understand. Discrimination is important. So now let me go back to what Jesus said. And remember, he said it again and again and again. "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Long time ago, there was a man by the name of V.E. Howard who had a radio program. And I heard Brother Howard at times. In fact, there were a few times that Shirley and I heard him when we were driving home from Kentucky, where I had preached on Sunday. And that was even before we were married. Brother Howard would be preaching along, and then he'd stop suddenly and say, "Are you listening?" And he'd learned that people would get back on track for that. But it's so easy for us to just sit there. And if I see you just sitting there, I'll try to say something that will cause you to listen. Because unless we listen, we do not understand. The important thing is to realize whatever we hear is recorded in our brain. You know, I've been hearing some recordings. Some of you know that I'm 82. It won't be too long until I'll be 83 if I still live. But I am thinking of things that go all the way back to when I was 5. And it's amazing how clear they are. Now, if I told someone about it, they might say, "Well, that's not the way I remember." By the way, most of those folks are dead, so they can't say that's not what I heard. But it's absolutely important to remember that what we see, what we smell, what we taste and feel is recorded in our brain. And when Jesus said and says to us, "Hear, listen, pay attention." I walked down the street on Monday morning in Gooding, Idaho. Can't get by without telling you some of these things, okay? So don't listen if you don't want to hear it. Walking down the street on Monday morning in Gooding, Idaho, there's a man by the name of John Edinburgh. Shirley and I had done everything that we could to try to convince John that he was not in good relationship to God, that he needed to be baptized. But he steadfastly resisted that. But he came quite regularly. This Monday morning, I could tell there was something bothering John. And he said, "Well, I guess I won't be back to church." I said, "Oh, why is that, John?" He said, "Well, yesterday you said that the only reason I was coming to church was to hear you preach that I was wasting my time." Now, that's not what I said, but that's what John heard. What I wanted John to do was to obey the Lord. And so I had to try to get John to understand that I didn't say what he heard. Because what he heard was something very negative. And I don't preach a negative gospel. I preach the message of Christ. But it's important that we understand that we hear with the heart. Now I have another sermon I made note of here, hearing with four ears. I'll let you figure that out. I may get to preach that someday. But I think it's so important that we hear, that we listen. Now, one other important point this morning, and I'll turn you loose. How we process what we hear is what really counts. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 18, Jesus said, "Take heed how you hear." In Mark 4:24, Jesus said, "Take heed what you hear." An illustration is good with that. My dad was so dyslexic he could not read. I tried to get him to let me teach him to read, but he wouldn't. And so I finally realized that the reading that was going to get done was by my mother, mostly, or by me, or one member of the family. One of the fondest memories that I have of my mother and father in their last couple of years is when I was visiting, and without fail, no matter how many people were there or what was going on, Mother and Dad went into the bedroom, and Mother read the daily Bible reading to Dad because he couldn't read. But it's so important for us to understand that we need to hear correctly. You see, there was a man like my father who was home by himself, had a neighbor who was always coming over, kind of nosy neighbor, and he got a letter. Got a letter from a son who was in college. And he said, "I wish I could read it. It's from our son." The neighbor said, "I'll read it for you." So they opened the letter, and the neighbor started reading it, and by the time he was finished, he was mad, and the father was mad, and the guy who was reading was a man, okay? Not a woman. A woman wouldn't have done that. But anyway, the man said, "All he wants is money. He's just trying to get money from you." And so by the time the wife came home, the man was really upset. And she recognized it. She said, "What's wrong?" He said, "We got a letter from that no good son of ours, and he wants us to send him money." And she said, "Let me see the letter." She took the letter and sat down and read it to him. And by the time she finished reading it, he was weeping. He said, "We need to send him money." Now, did you hear that? The same words. Jesus said, "Take heed how you hear. Take heed what you hear." It's so very, very important. Two people hear the same thing and understand differently because they hear differently. 16 times in the New Testament, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Do you understand what that means? Maybe you've read it over and over again. And as we pointed out to you, that 37 times in the New Testament, there are those forms of hearing. But Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." There were times, this is extra, doesn't cost you, it's not in the notes. Start praying, okay? And we'll stop soon. Jesus would speak, and people would misunderstand. Jesus was perfect. And I am convinced that his voice modulated perfectly. Don't you miss Eric? He had such a beautiful voice that modulated at a level that you could understand. We have others who can do that. That's a gift from God. But I'm convinced that Jesus had a perfect voice. I used to preach or perform a lot of weddings and wedding chapels. And after I did one time in Idaho, after it was over, Shirley said, "What I was talking to the couple. I always said something special to them off microphone if we had one." She said, "There's no need for you to whisper. Everybody hears you clear to the back anyway." I think that was a compliment. I took it that way, but I did act a little more discreetly from then on, especially if I didn't want everybody to hear what I said. But God gave us what we have. And I'm telling you that God gave us ears to hear. And some of us, He gave a voice that resonates right. I just have to tell you, I've got 30 seconds to tell you one more thing. People came into my office, hearing aid office, and they'd say, "I want a hearing aid, but I don't need a hearing aid to hear you. I understand everything you're saying." So I was my own worst enemy. So I didn't make a lot of money selling hearing aids because people understood what I was saying. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful that you're listening. And I do believe that you're listening this morning. I realize we don't have quite as many people. We kind of make stories about that. But it's so very important for us to listen and to listen to one another. And if you hear me or one of our speakers say something that you think is off from what it should be, talk to them. Talk to them. Make sure that you hear what people are really saying, because we need to listen, take heed how you hear, and take heed what you hear. And above all, speak as you believe Jesus would speak. Don't worry about that. And we'll just do the best we can. It's so important for us to realize that whatever we need to do has been outlined for us in the Bible. See if you can hear as we close Jesus saying to this multitude of people, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And we're so thankful that we have the opportunity to look at the Word of God, to understand it, and to do what the Lord wants us to do. He said, "Follow me, take up your cross, follow me, and listen to me." If you need to do any of that and you haven't done it, please do that this morning. We have a song selected in order for you to be encouraged. And I just want to say once again, it was such a wonderful experience. I thought we had 1,000 people in here this morning singing. I knew better, but it sure sounded wonderful. God bless you for singing as the Lord demands. If you need a response, please come while we stand and while we sing.